life. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian.
Nami.
And Mark.
And the number again, toll-free, 855-453. We're going to go right back into your phone calls. We've been talking about guns and the proposals on the table to put National Guard troops in the schools. Others have proposed more police officers for schools. Barbara Boxer, who has proposed the National Guard being put into schools, also says that National Guardsmen should be doing police work as well. They should be working at desk jobs in the police department, she says, so police officers can hit the streets and hit them hard. So, I don't know, maybe you're disturbed by the idea that the military is meshing with the police, or the idea of having the military occupying the schools, or the police occupying the schools. Of course, we talked about market-based education and how people should be free to choose to send their kids to whatever kind of school they want and not forced to spend their money on schools that may not share their value system, as, Mark, you are currently being forced, since you're the only one on the show tonight of the hosts who actually has a child. You are being forced to pay money into a system that doesn't necessarily share your beliefs or values.
Definitely doesn't.
Let's go to the phones. Jim is on the line. He's calling from Winchester, New Hampshire. Hey, Jim.
Hello?
Hey. Hello there. You're on the air.
Hey, I'm greatly displeased by all the suggestions that people have for the solution to these problems.
So what do you got? What's your solution?
Everybody talks about the gun. Everybody talks about the bullet. You know, more guards. But they never talk about the crazy guy that's, that's doing these things. Now, why is he crazy? How do we recognize that he's crazy? You know, what can we do for him to not be crazy?
I think that's a wonderful point. I'm glad you brought that up. A couple of things that Mark commented in the last segment about his thoughts on the NRA speech, and I saw most of it myself, and I think that there were a couple of things that weren't really addressed by the NRA when they first came back with, let's put guns in schools, or armed guards in schools. And definitely, I'm with you, Jim, that the mental health aspect of it is certainly concerning to me. But there's also, as I said in the last segment, there's technology available. There are other answers that the NRA has not brought up in this situation that I think they're remiss for not.
Well, I would guess the government solution as far as how do you tell who's crazy is to put everybody who wants to buy a gun through some kind of psych check.
No. There's ways of telling what's happening in people's heads by the way they act, what they're doing, writing down, I'm not saying put these people in jail. There's help for these people. And rather than piling more guns on, rather than piling more guards on, they can find these people and they can actually help them.
I don't think the government's going to be very good at that, right? When you say they, who should be doing this? Because it seems to me that the government is the least compassionate organization. That I don't really want their help, even if I am crazy.
Well, you have people like Stefan Molyneux, name drop, to that work on these problems, the problems that people have from very young, when they're very young people, and how that develops through their life. And if you can get psychologists or scientific people to quantify or qualify or what have you to identify these people, find out how you can help these people, the problem will be eliminated.
How do you help someone that doesn't want to be helped?
Right. What if they don't want to take your medicine?
Well, what do you do if you don't want to sell them guns?
I don't understand.
That problem is not necessary, or it's completely moot until you find out why these people are crazy. Then you can help them.
Well, do you force someone to get help if they don't want it? or if you as someone a self-proclaimed, or you have a piece of paper saying that someone else deemed you an expert, and you come up to me and say, "Hey, you look like a crazy person. I think you need some help." And I say, "Hey, Jim from Winchester, pound sand. What do you do?" What do you do then?
I'm not going to address the problem of what to do with crazy people. I think people don't want to look into crazy people because they're afraid the finger is going to be pointed at themselves.
That's possible.
I know politicians are in that category. I know a lot of cops are in that category.
Jim, thank you for sharing those thoughts tonight. If you don't mind, I'd like to change gears on you a little bit. We can continue the gun topic here. But a friend of yours was recently arrested, Russell Canning, who is somebody that Mark and myself were also friends with. He made the move up here as one of the earliest movers to
help me build my house.
Right, as part of the Free State
with
Project.
Jim.
Yeah, and Russell was arrested just a few days ago. I guess the arrest was in Missouri. I had thought that he was in Texas at the time, but anyway, it was on two different federal warrants for chalking, and I know that...
Chalking?
Yeah, for chalking.
Writing on the sidewalk with chalk.
No, writing on the side of a retaining wall or a building.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
All right.
So I just figured I'd, you know, since you happened to call in tonight, I'd ask you what your thoughts were on that.
I think it's horrible. Man, they arrested a Santa Claus in Austin for writing cheery Christmas things on the sidewalk, too.
That's right.
It's completely ridiculous.
Is Austin the home of the Lone Star Liberty Project?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no destruction of property. What it is stomping on a person's First Amendment rights to speech.
Absolutely.
The Constitution is worth a damn anymore.
Jim, thank you for your call and the thoughts tonight. Do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. The story is from freekeen.com. Thanks to Garrett over at Free Concord, where he may have actually originally posted it, freeconcord.org. A report this morning by Kat Canning relays the unfortunate news that Russell Canning has been arrested. This was from the 23rd, by the way. On federal warrants on what are likely chalk-related charges or failure to pay fines related to chalking. Suddenly alone in a truck stop in Missouri, we had a headlight go out. They found warrants for Waco and New Hampshire chalking incidents. Background checks hadn't found the warrants, so Russell thought they'd been dropped, meaning when he was getting, you know, work, having background checks run on him. Too late at night for me to talk to anyone. They say there's no bond. They're dragging him off to Texas or New Hampshire.
Can you believe that they're extraditing? This isn't free, people. It costs a lot of money for states to extradite people from other states. They're going to have to send somebody from Waco.
This is a matter of Homeland Security, son. We take this chalking very seriously.
He's a terrorist.
He's chalking messages about peace, and we can't have that in this country.
Either you have no respect for taxpayer money for going to get somebody, 750 miles, that's 1,500 miles round trip, sending two officers in a vehicle in order to do this. Either you have no respect for the taxpayer's money, or, you want to institute a police state? I have no idea. This is baffling to me.
Russell has been arrested and ticketed for chalking Free Bradley Manning on a retaining wall at the federal building in Concord, New Hampshire, and he was arrested, and that was a couple years ago, because he and his wife, Kat, left New Hampshire to move down and be with family in Texas. So this is, you know, a warrant that's been around for a while, and he was also arrested in Waco, Texas, while chalking in support of Nasri Mustakim, who was facing deportation at the time, but has since won his freedom to remain in the U.S. Kat was the first person video recorded being arrested on Free Concord TV in the blog's debut video, Federal War on Chalk Begins. And apparently it is continuing. As we mentioned Saturday night, as Jim pointed out over the phone, Santa Claus and one of his elves were arrested in Austin, Texas over the weekend as well. An occupier
for chalking
on the sidewalk.
Jeez.
It's caught on video.
Yep.
And it's absolutely outrageous. Occupy Austin has that story. Santa Claus is one of the occupiers there in the Austin area and has been charged.
Not part of the Lone Star Liberty Project?
No, has been charged with the catch-all charge of disorderly conduct.
Yeah, because I can't even imagine any legislator out there would take their time to vote on something that had to do with chalk graffiti.
Certainly what they would.
They would.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen it here in New Hampshire. Anything that constitutes standing up and standing against the state will be, they will shut you down.
Right. If he had been, so if he had been chalking support our troops, how would he have been treated?
855. Yeah.
Well, the Santa Claus had cheering Christmas messages, right?
Well, it was peace and stuff like that. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live. Toll free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. We've gone off on the gun tangent here this evening, and we're going to go further where Nemi is going to tell us about, I guess, an issue that she wants to discuss on this, and that is guns. registered gun owners' names being released, apparently?
Yes.
We'll talk about that here. 855-450-FREE. Also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com. We have a mobile site for those of you with a smartphone, want quick access to our live streams. Just drop into m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. You can get to our streams there and the podcast. It's all free. m.freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. You can go to victimlesscrimespree.com and watch this free full-length, feature-length presentation. Is a documentary film, and I am a big fan of it. Of course, I'm the producer. But I'm really, really proud of this movie. I think it's an excellent film that really makes it clear who the bad guys are out there. And obviously there's the personal, individual bad guys, but this movie focuses on the bad guys of the government aggressing against peaceful people. And in this case, the peaceful person is Derek J and some of his friends, who, of course, are all based out of the Keene, New Hampshire area. And Derek J is actually getting ready to, by the way, currently getting ready to leave the D.C. area, as I understand it, and move on with his tour. He is on tour, and is his exile tour from New Hampshire, as he's out on a suspended sentence, which is a 540-day sentence in jail for various different victimless crimes, such as riding a bicycle attempting to smoke some cannabis, and a few other victimless activities like dancing in a public park. But all of those are shown in great detail, including video footage of 5 different victimless crime arrests and all the various different interesting things that surrounded those activities at victimlesscrimespree.com. And I'll be excited to be announcing soon when the director's cut of Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree will be available on DVD. We've got a really killer...
Soon.
Yeah, it's going to be sooner than I expected. I thought it was going to end up being like April, but it's going to be much sooner.
Cool.
So you don't have the date yet, but we will have that soon, and I will be announcing that here. So I'm excited about that. It's going to be a killer DVD, packed full of extras, including commentary tracks, which I think are really unique, and obviously a feature that's not easily available. You can't do commentary on YouTube yet, so that's not something you can get on the YouTube version, which is the full version of the film at victimlesscrimespree.com. So we'll get to the story here about the names being released, but first, Michael is on the line listening to WBTS in Charleston, West Virginia. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
First-time caller, first-time listener. Just driving through and caught you. It was a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
Excellent, sir. Thank you.
I wanted to weigh in on guns in schools. It really comes down to what part of the country you believe in and what version of it. I tend to gravitate towards the libertarian side. But some folks, unfortunately, think that the government is there to be their sole provider and protector. And those children are, unfortunately, probably not be protected the right way. And when you get down to it, if you don't want the National Guard there, and I'm a fire service active duty Marine and an Army National Guard infantry sergeant, I don't think the National Guard should be in the schools either. But my wife and I are going to homeschool our children because of it, because my house is secure. I have weapons in every room, and my wife and I are trained in them, and that's kind of where my most precious thing that I own are my children, and that's my path. So that's kind of what I feel like. If you take it seriously and you think that's your mission in life is to raise your children, and that's what you do. And if you don't, then let the state try it. They do such a good job at everything else.
Right, right. Well, good for you. Good for you. It's a breath of fresh air to hear you saying you're not going to send your kids to school in this situation. I have a question for you as a Marine. I saw in the days after these shootings in Connecticut, I saw someone, a member of the military, don't know which branch, who went to his child's school and stood guard unarmed. Do you think that is effective? What do you think is the effective resolution in this situation?
That gentleman was a former staff sergeant in the Marine Corps, and we're trained at least on the infantry side of the house for unarmed combatants, knives, weapons, those kinds of things. I think a general deterrent is better than no deterrent. In my version of reality, I believe in open carry versus concealed carry, because I want the bad guy to know I'm standing there with a weapon.
Amen.
But, you know, you take it as you can get it. And obviously that's more than the local police department was going to do, because, once again, they're a general deterrent to crime. They're there to write a report and call a medical examiner when it's all over with.
Right.
That's why you can't sue them when they don't protect you and bad things happen to you.
Yeah,
I just prefer if you believe in evil and you believe in mental illness and you believe that some people are just pre-proposed to do evil things, and then you got to believe that that you got to arm yourself and protect yourself, and you know, the sheep and sheepdog version of reality. Because I'm a sheepdog. I know there are wolves out there. Some people prefer not to be, and that's okay too. I can't live my life like that. I'm not going to sign up for the state-sponsored cheat. I'm just not going to stand in that line.
The fact is the Supreme Court's ruled over and over and over again that the government has no responsibility to protect. And like you said, if they did have a responsibility to protect, then you'd be able to sue the cops when your house gets burglarized. And you know, I mean, that sounds like a ludicrous statement. But if I were to hire, say, Wackenhut or some organization, you know, some security organization to guard my house, you can darn sure believe I would have some kind of tort against them if my house got robbed. So, I mean, like, I guess general crime deterrent is a good description of police officers, because I really do think that they generally do deter crime. But
well, sure, but if you put a gun in everyone's hand, that deters crime as well.
It certainly deters crime.
Well, as we've seen, I agree with Nemi, by the way, on this point. I thought the most effective illustration of the fact that it's average people that stop crime was the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, where what you saw happen was the government told everybody, all right, you got to get out of here. And so all the average, you know, so-called law-abiding folks left, and that left only two groups: the government people, meaning the military, the California Highway Patrol had come in there, various different police officers from various different areas. So you had the police side, and then you had the other criminals, the less organized criminals were also there. And you didn't have the average folks, the average armed individuals there to defend their businesses, to defend their homes. And so they were literally being invaded by all manner of looters, and including the police, by the way. They were invading people's homes and stealing their guns. So ultimately, you really had a chaotic, anarchist, kind of situation where the two sides were the criminals. And, it's the average folks that really do keep people safe. I think people don't give average people enough credit for that. I think the cops get all the credit, and it's not fair.
Right.
No, it really just comes down to when a vacuum of normalcy happens, now where do you go? And that veneer of civilization is only so thick. And then it's going to come down to, what are you prepared to do as an individual to protect yourself and your family?
That's right. All you can count on. Thank you. Michael, I appreciate the call. Don't forget, you did find Free Talk Live tonight. You can find us online if you're just driving through the area at freetalklive.com.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The gun names released. Coming up.
My name is Josh. One World Way is the best in the market, hands down. I'm in the U.S. Navy, and I live a very active lifestyle. Being a vegetarian, it's hard getting all the protein I need. I tried their vegan protein powders, and I just wasn't feeling any change. The Meathead Supplement Store whey protein kind of worked for a bit, but it left me feeling bloated, and my digestion seemed to slow down. By some divine stroke of luck, I heard a commercial of One World Way on the radio, and it struck my interest. I have to tell you, I am so glad I got it. I have been taking it for a week, and the results are amazing. I don't feel tired when I have to get up at 4:30 a.m., I look and feel better. I recover faster from my two workouts a day. When I don't have time to eat good food, I take it, and I don't feel the urge to stuff my face for hours. I got up this morning, and I looked the leanest I've looked since high school. I can go on and on. The best I can do to repay you is buy more and tell my friends.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves and do it here live every single night of the week and weekend. 855-450-FREE here throughout the holidays. We were here Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and we'll be here New Year's Eve as well. So be sure you join us during your holidays because we're here to take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Guns are on the table at the moment, though you don't have to stay on that topic. 855-450-FREE. That, again, is the toll-free phone number. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Nemi,
and Mark.
And would like to invite you over to the Shrine of Female Listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies have sent us their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. You can see what that's all about over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to become part of the Shrine. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. As we continue with your calls, coming up, Nemi will tell us about a bunch of names that were apparently released publicly.
In New York.
Gun
yep.
owners.
Yep.
Let's go first, though, to Kelvin in Colorado on the amp lines. Hello, Kelvin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kelvin.
Hey, Nemi, I'm glad to hear you back on. I was afraid you were gone forever.
Oh, no. No, no. I'm like a bad penny. I always keep coming back.
Great. Okay. On the gun issue, I don't have any children, so I understand that some people, especially parents, will think that my part here is heartless and appalling. The school shooting, it makes for great news stories because it's such an incredibly emotional subject. And I was, horrified myself for days and actually forced to reevaluate my totally pro-gun stand due to that. And what happened was once I boiled it down and made an objective evaluation, I continued to hold my pro-gun position. And my justification is basically life is risky. In the year 2000, 2,000 children died of abuse and neglect. 1,200 died of drowning. Almost 2,000 died in fires. 6,400 died in motor because of motor vehicles. Almost 1,600 died of suffocation. Almost 1,600 died of suicide.
Yeah, what that says to me is that you know, oftentimes these catastrophic events, these fantastic events, capture the public's imagination through the media because it's something that they can the media can really sink its teeth into. What it really can't do is it can't address that every death of every person, child included, childless, I think especially. Is a catastrophe. I mean, it's a tragedy for that family. So when you say 2,000 kids, which is significantly more than the 20 or so that were killed in Newtown, Connecticut, there on that fateful day, it's 100 times as bad. But you can't really show each of those stories at the same time. It doesn't make for a good news story. But swimming pools are far more dangerous. No one's talking about doing away with swimming pools.
Cars are much more dangerous, honestly, and no one's talking about doing away with cars.
Sure.
Right. So the deal is that this is just a play, manipulation through your emotions. And, I can't offer a solution that would prevent this, but I think on the whole, liberty is dangerous. And, unless you're willing to put in totalitarianism or, have state guards all over the place.
Have everybody live life in a cage.
And even still, right. It comes back to, even if we are living in a martial law state, you don't think people are going to come up with ways to get around that?
Right, there's no way to prevent crazy. I mean, you can do all the research you want. I mean, Jim was suggesting we need to find out why people are crazy. That's important. It's important to learn these things. But ultimately, even if you manage to solve all of the issues with abusive homes, for instance, which, of course, is where a lot of crazy comes from, is abusive, terrible parents. Even if you were to somehow manage to solve that, which that's not going to happen anytime soon, you've still got the fact that some people are just born messed up, that there's some sort of chemical imbalance or, may come along later in life to where they just, that's just how people are, some of them. They're crazy. And so you can't prevent it. All you can do is be prepared for it if it's going to strike in your area. And the best way to be prepared for it is to have some sort of way to defend yourself, physically from some kind of unprovoked attack.
Or be able to run like the wind, which works too.
Indeed. Kelvin, thanks for sharing that. Any other thoughts?
No, I just wanted to encourage people to try to step back and put this thing in perspective.
I think another important perspective.
It's horrifyingly difficult to do, and you almost wonder if you're a monster for even thinking about this, but in the end I think that you have the choice between the cost of freedom and the cost of totalitarianism.
Thank you, Kelvin, for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. And another important perspective to add to this is all the people who use guns and other weapons to successfully defend themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Those don't make the headlines. Those incidents can be, a situation in which, you're in a fast food restaurant and some crazy guy is trying to rob the place or hold someone hostage or who knows, you manage to somehow intervene in that and scare the person off or somehow, injure them to the point where they can't hurt somebody else. If that gets mentioned in the newspaper, it might just be a small article, somewhere in the paper, and it's not going to get any kind of national coverage or national play like this story. So what you have happening over the period of a year are countless incidents, most of them never get reported, of people successfully defending themselves or someone else from being attacked with some kind of weapon. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, but I've heard that they are in the I've heard it's millions of successful defenses of attacks. And like I said, most of them unreported because if you manage to fend off some parking lot thug and
you get in your car, you wouldn't necessarily even report it.
Well, yeah, right. Why do you want to go down to the police station and make, something even worse, even more traumatic by having to relive it over and over again? You just put it behind you. you know, thank goodness that you had something to defend yourself and were able to successfully do that, and you move on. So how many times are people really, truly able to help themselves in these situations?
According to the World Wide Web Gun Defense Clock, 7,250,307 gun defenses since January 1, 2010.
Outstanding.
According to the National Self-Defense Survey conducted by Florida State University in 1994, rate of defensive gun uses can be projected nationwide to approximately 2.5 million per year.
Per year. Okay, so I was right, a couple million.
Yeah, it's stunning. And another thing that I think is not getting talked about here, and it's just kind of this periphery issue, is bulletproof vests. If people want to be protected, the single best protection against, somebody shooting at you is to have a bulletproof vest. Certainly, it's a good idea to have a gun, but, having a gun is like having a sword without a shield. And
bulletproof backpacks are selling like hotcakes right now.
Right, but I'd like to point out that many states have all kinds of restrictions on bulletproof vests.
Body armor, yeah.
As though it's a bad thing for somebody to be able to stop a bullet from hitting them.
Great point.
They convicted felons, I think, on a national level are limited from having bulletproof vests. They are in many states also. What kind of sense does that make?
Wow.
I mean, what can you do with a bulletproof vest?
The suggestion.
Stop bullets.
Right. Well, the suggestion is that criminals shouldn't be able to have them because all those criminals really obey the law. I mean, as we've talked about over and over again, if you want to outlaw bulletproof vests, it's not going to stop criminals from getting them.
It's crazy. I mean, it just makes no sense to me at all.
Bulletproof vests have not disappeared. They're still out there, and you can still get them. In fact, you can order one online tonight, if you'd like. So if you are a criminal, and your intention is to arm up with some sort of a, assault rifle, and go and do as much damage as possible to people while protecting yourself, there's no way that you couldn't, not protect yourself with a bulletproof vest. It's not hard to get.
Yeah, they can get them.
So we'll continue here with you and your thoughts. Sam is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sam. Sam in Texas, going once. Sam in Texas, going twice.
Can you guys hear me?
There he is.
Yeah, we got
you.
Okay, sorry about that. I had the phone on mute. With the storm system that's moving across much of the United States, I wanted to talk about a concept around a disaster response team.
Stand by. We'll come back to that here in just a moment with more with Sam. 855-450-FREE. And, yeah, I guess it's kind of snowy in some places.
It's going to be snowy here.
Yeah, tonight.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control in the remaining moments, which are next.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility. Food storage? Check.
Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free. Bring up what you want. 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number with you tonight. It's Ian.
Nemi.
And Mark.
Inviting you online over at freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. Everything you see on the front page, submitted by listeners like you. As you scroll down, you see numbered items. Those items are links to places on the web. Maybe YouTube video, blog post, news item, whatever you think's interesting, fun, exciting. Whatever you think our listeners and the hosts of the show would enjoy. You can submit it as show prep. It appears on the upcoming stories page at that point and must receive a certain number of votes to be promoted to the front page of the site. So go and get interactive at freetalklive.com. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, then you can become an amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and become a Free Talk Live amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. $5 a month, you get perks like access to the AMP Only podcast, the AMP Only forum, and more. You can go and get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. The number one reason to AMP, in my opinion, is if you support what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. You don't have to like everybody on the show to AMP Free Talk Live. You just have to understand that Free Talk Live is the only option at this current point in time. Maybe someday there will be other options, but at this point in time, we're the only choice for pro-liberty ideas getting out on national radio waves. So if you like the fact that we're on over 100 stations and you would like to hear Free Talk Live on over 300, 400, 500 stations, that is possible, but it takes money. It takes money to advertise the show, promote it to radio stations, and get it on the air. So looking forward to making hopefully a new announcement about a new station maybe as soon as the next couple days.
I like that.
Yep, so go to amp.freetalklive.com. Excuse me, next couple days. In the first week in January. But anyway, amp.freetalklive.com makes a big difference for us. And thank you in advance. Let's go to Sam. He's in Texas, someone who for a long time amplified this show as well as has been on the air in the past. Welcome back, Sam. You were talking about the storm and disaster response.
Yeah, and I want to relay sort of an idea from a guy named Jack Spirico who's spoke at one of the Liberty Forums and runs something called the Survival Podcast. And his idea is fairly simple. It's you create these small 2 to 4 person teams that go in to a disaster area that needs relief. They set up shop within 15 minutes. They're using their survivalist stove to heat up soup. They've got a pot of coffee on. They lay out a power strip where people, if there's cell phone service, people can charge their cell phones.
A lot of people needed that during the hurricane situation that came through New Jersey and New York.
That's right. And, you know, if it's raining or cold, they might set up a warming tent. And if you have, you know, if it's a grid down situation and you've got somebody with a ham radio, you can, you know, get outside help and relay messages and so forth. And that's something the ham community does already. And I really think this is kind of a no-brainer for liberty activists to get involved with, because while you're doing this, people are going to be asking, well, who are you guys and why are you here?
Why are you helping?
And I think some of them will ask, well, how are you doing this and can you show me? And you can talk them through the system. And I think it builds community. I think it would encourage other people to sort of take some of the same steps, maybe get some of the emergency stoves and things like that so that they can sort of cook food and so forth during a power outage or something like that.
Good points. Appreciate that call. Sam, anything else you want to share?
Nope, that's it. Well, there's the good news is that the Jack Spirico guy is setting up sort of the organization, the people that would dispatch people and coordinate the communications and stuff like that. So really, I think eventually they'll get to a point where they're just looking for people to sign up to be teams. And so a lot of the overhead and the headaches can be taken out right there.
Cool, man. Thanks for the call. Appreciate the suggestions. 855-450-FREE. Let's continue. Robert's in Vermont, listening to LRN.FM. Hello, Robert.
Hi, Pipe Talk Live. How are you
guys
tonight?
Good. What's on your mind?
Good. Yeah, well, we are getting some snow over here on the Vermont side, but...
You can keep it to yourself. That'd be cool.
So what are you calling about tonight, Robert?
I'm trying to make this brief because I know you guys are at the very end here. You know, we've had a lot of horrific things that have happened this year and last year and in the years of past when it comes to guns and stuff. And the first thing that they want to do is they want to punish everyone. You know, when it comes to somebody making a stupid choice. But you never hear them say, let's punish that person that did this horrific thing. Let's punish this person that made that wrong decision. You know, why, you know, take my gun rights away because of somebody's stupidity? Why make me register because of somebody's stupidity?
It's because the politicians want to... The politicians want to aggrandize themselves and grandstand, and they want people to think they're doing something about
it. It's an illusion
this.
Of safety.
Right, so...
Many of them, by the way, have concealed carry permits, or people who...
Or armed guards.
Are armed guards that have concealed carry permits that go along with them. And I think it's the height of hypocrisy for them to suggest taking away guns from the individual when they've got them.
Okay, let's find out who... Let's put a name to the face of these politicians in Congress... Okay, and then when it comes time for voting, we vote them out.
You would think that would be the way to go. That's not how it works, though, unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately, most people won't vote out incumbents. It doesn't seem to really matter what you say or do. At least in D.C., they continue to be elected over and over again. I think what you should do, Robert, is support the Vermont secession movement and try to talk to as many people in Vermont about secession, because if you're going to put a bunch of time and money into trying to change out one congressman for another, which will probably just end up changing out one scumbag for a new scumbag, you'd be better off focusing that time and effort on just disconnecting entirely from the federal government. And I hope Vermont can do it sooner rather than later. You guys have a pretty good movement there, from what I understand, for secession, and I thank you for the call, as usual tonight. Nemi, let's get to your story here, because it's related. The gun numbers, or rather names, being released publicly.
Yes. The Suburban New York newspaper has plotted a map of the names and addresses of gun owners, and many readers are up in arms. I can't say that I blame them. As the debate over gun control continues to rage, a Suburban New York newspaper fanned the flames by publishing a controversial interactive map listing the names and addresses of gun permit holders in Westchester and Rockland counties. The paper noted that the map uses data obtained from a Freedom of Information Act request and cautioned that, quote, being included in this map does not mean the individual at a specific location owns a weapon, just that they are licensed to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the reaction has been two-sided. It's outright intimidation, says Ben Shapiro at Breitbart. Publishing the names and addresses of gun owners makes them more vulnerable to robbery when they aren't at home, since criminals will know where the guns are. On the contrary...
That's not necessarily true. They could be carrying those guns.
True. The map also, on the contrary, the map reveals to criminals which homes are not protected by firearms.
Mm. Well, legally... There could still be guns right, there.
That's very true.
Yeah.
So regardless of who is put in most danger by this map, this is unforgivable, quoted Katie Pavlich. Time to publish the names and addresses of everyone who works at the Journal News, which is the paper that published this list.
Mm-hmm.
Amid the controversy...
Didn't they just do that? I thought I saw somebody on Facebook posting, like, the address of the publisher of the newspaper or something
like that. It wouldn't surprise me, because it's
like a
typical...
Google map.
Yeah, typical response.
Doesn't seem...
So the newspaper has defended its decision. It says, we knew publication of the database would be controversial, but we felt sharing as much as information as we could about gun ownership in our area was important in the aftermath of the new
I support their right to publish it. I mean, it's publicly available information. It should be able to be published.
I don't think that the information should be publicly available because I don't think the government should be collecting that information. I don't think the government should license anyone to be able to carry, and I think that that's the fundamental problem here. I think that it is a human right to be able to defend oneself, and if that defense is, if the way that one wishes to defend oneself is by owning a gun or carrying that gun upon oneself, that doesn't, I mean, the government shouldn't or should not be involved in any way, shape, or form with that. However, if that information is government information and the newspaper obtained it sort of legally, I don't have a problem with it.
Yeah, I think it's certainly ridiculous to say that it's putting somebody in greater jeopardy as a result of this. But what do you think, Nemi?
Well, I don't think that I think the newspaper wasn't particularly bright on doing this.
I don't know. Sounds like they got some good press out of it.
I don't. Well, they sure, but good press is not necessarily always the brightest.
If you're a newspaper, you could take any press you can get.
Okay.
At this point.
Okay. Aside from the bad press is good press, and newspapers need to sell ads to make money, and mm-hmm. and then the whole economical aspect of this. How would I feel if my name and address were popped up on some state of New Hampshire website as someone who's licensed to carry firearms? I don't think that should happen personally, because I don't think it's anybody's business. I like the kind of gray area that Ian. I don't know if you're carrying a firearm or not. You don't know if I'm carrying a firearm or not.
No, I know you are.
You know I am. But it keeps people civil. I don't think this it goes any farther toward providing a public service that doesn't keep people safe. It doesn't. It's pointless.
Out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. We'll see you then.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Under the mistletoe this year, there's only one thing you should be slipping into your lover's mouth. Stateless Sweets, delicious, handmade, all-natural candy. The holidays are going to be full of empty calories this year, so make your calories count with the very best handcrafted confections. Chocolate-covered pistachio brittle, salted honey caramels, English toffee, and the best fudge you've ever tasted. You need this for your holiday parties. Go to statelesssweets.com and use coupon code FTL to save 10%. Statelesssweets.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the
the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.